Hello.
I am going to share an unpopular opinion with you all, and I hope that you will heed my word and understand my perspective on it today. And I've yapped about this so many times in so many different little formulations in the past, so like this is not new news, but it's suddenly relevant again. TikTok possibly getting banned. What shall we ever do? The world is crumbling. There's fires raging. But this is the most important issue. I might surprise you, being someone that originally found their place on the internet through TikTok. You might be surprised to find that I am on the side of banning TikTok. Or maybe not on the side of banning TikTok, but on the side of shut the fuck up, let's complain about something else. And you might think, Ben, well, you know, you made this your living. What are you going to do? You're going to clock into Walmart? You're going to go get a job at McDonald's? Listen, I think, and this is maybe a crazy thing to say, I think that maybe TikTok is a net negative on society. What do I mean by net negative? Has it done more good than bad? Has it done more great things than harmful things? I'm gonna argue it's not terrible, but it's not fucking good. And we'll get into it right after this quick break! As a new immigrant to the United States, I recently had to get insurance for my health and for my body. God forbid something happens to me, but also just to get regular checkups so that they're not $8 billion. And I had to get insurance through this most busted provider ever, and I had no clue where I could, like, go with it. But I plugged it into ZocDoc. I said, hey, ZocDoc, on their free app. I said, hey, ZocDoc. Where can I go with my insurance? What can I get with my insurance? And just like that, on their little beautiful map, I was able to find and book doctors instantly. And I literally saw my dentist, like, the next day. It was the most insane thing ever. Truly, like, a utility for the masses that needs to be used. Basically, ZocDoc is a free app. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And guess what? You can go to ZocDoc.com/mama and download the ZocDoc app for free. And then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mama. ZocDoc.com/mama. We're staying healthy this year. Yes, we are. Okay, let's continue.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay. Center yourself. I started TikTok in 2019. If you don't know, if you're like someone that discovered me on YouTube, I only kind of really got a platform on YouTube because I had a platform on TikTok first, and this was just from posting. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I post. I posted like 5 times on my main account on TikTok last year. I am not really on that hoe for pretty much no other reason other than I got bored of it. Which is so funny because I still post my second account. I like posting like little shit posts or maybe a thirst trap when I'm feeling fucking spicy. But I felt TikTok lose its soul, and simultaneously I felt myself lose a passion for TikTok and making silly little videos. Quick history lesson for you. TikTok is fucking music. Never forget this. I want this to be what rings through your head throughout this entire podcast episode. I want these few words to be the leading dogma that you take from what I'm saying. TikTok is Musical.ly with a Gucci belt on. One more time. TikTok is Musical.ly with a Gucci belt on. If you don't remember, Musical.ly was this app that was like literally for lip syncing dances. It's where we got our Jacob Sartorius, Baby Ariel, like popular internet celebrities of the of like 2015 to 2018. If they weren't on YouTube or something or Vine, they were like Musical.ly stars. Fuck, I'm feeling so old knowing that there's probably people that literally don't even know what Musical.ly is. But basically, it was a lip syncing app. And one day in 2018, a switch flipped, okay? At like the Musical.ly TikTok headquarters, they were like,
"Everybody, gather around. We are now becoming TikTok."
And it was a whole rebrand. And it made some waves online, and I checked it out. I was never really on Musical.ly. I think I posted like once. But it made some waves online, and I quickly realized, holy fuck, this is the exact same app. This is the exact same app with, like, literally a reskin. So anyways, the soul of TikTok in 2018 and 2019 was, like, if you can remember, was just fucking memes. It was the most unserious place on the internet. Like, the biggest thing was, like something called a furry war. Bullying was rampant. It was a place to goof off, and it was not a serious place. And then something shifted around. It was an unserious place, I'd argue, up until 2020. Then in 2020, something shifted. Suddenly, everyone was on it. The user base on TikTok prior to 2020 was obviously very immature, juvenile, childish, young. I think I started TikTok when I was like 19. Holy fuck. I've been in this fucking room since I was 19 years old. Since I was a fucking teenager. I'm 24. That's really greening me out right now. So TikTok was very immature. Like you really had to be there to understand how goofy it was. And then something shifted in 2020. Me saying, oh, guys, something shifted. Something was like different in 2020. A fucking pandemic! So, suddenly everyone was on their phone. Everyone downloaded TikTok. Suddenly your mom was on TikTok. Your parents were on TikTok. Potentially your fucking grandma was on TikTok. And it became a place where everyone was on it. So, not everyone was trying to use this app for silly jokes and giggles. They were using it for recipes all of a sudden. They were using it to watch people plant tulips. I don't know. Obviously, we have our own For You pages. This is also something people forget. Everyone has their own For You page. What you see on TikTok is not reflective of TikTok. It is literally, you're in a bubble. You're in a bubble. Wake up. Wake up. Pop the fucking bubble. Look outside. Smell the roses. Sorry, I thought someone was breaking in, but it was my dryer kicking in. Awesome. So, and that wasn't always the case. Obviously, there was always a For You page on TikTok, but the For You page in 2019, there were so few people on the app that everyone was seeing all the same things. So I had this really viral video in 2019 where I like pretended to put a can of beans in the microwave, and it was the craziest fucking thing because like everyone on TikTok pretty much saw that video. Like to this day, the amount of people that will come up to me and be like, your TikTok was the first TikTok that I ever watched. Like, I downloaded the app, opened it, and it was your fucking video. And I went to this this convention called Playlist Live, which doesn't even exist anymore. And it was, like, a TikTok convention, like, maybe 2 weeks after I had this big video. And, motherfucker, you probably, like, I could have been mistaken for a goddamn Kardashian! Like, so many people saw the fucking video, and, like, more people came up to me then than, like, any other time, despite like I think I had like maybe 200k on TikTok, but like that video just fucking went everywhere, and everyone that had TikTok saw that video. That obviously doesn't happen anymore. Like, there's so many people on the app that Like, there's no chance you're making a video that everyone's going to see. So it's very different times. But the shift in 2020, suddenly everyone's on the app. And it's no longer a silly thing, okay? There's suddenly people that are making it their jobs. And this started with just influencers, but then progressed to people making it their career. Maybe, like, their whole business is on TikTok. They're, like, selling fucking squeegees. They're a squeegee business on TikTok, and that's where, like, 90% of their customers are. Suddenly, you have hundreds of, like, today, there's hundreds of thousands of people who rely on TikTok for a business. There are people that rely on TikTok. Oh my God, I thought I was recording this whole thing with my fucking microphone not even plugged in. We're good. You have people relying on TikTok for the news, which we'll fucking get to in a second. But point blank, we have people relying on TikTok. And this is where my central issue comes in with TikTok and why I'm so ambivalent and leaning towards not giving a fuck if it gets banned. This app is not a stable app. TikTok is not a stable place to create a business. TikTok is not a stable place to get news. TikTok is not a stable place to be consuming things of importance or to be relying on it. As much as they try and get it to be, it's not. I have countless people, friends, mutuals who tried to rely on TikTok, who tried to make their business, whether it was like from an influencer point of view, or making a business, who didn't make a go of it, and they put everything into it. Like, they literally put everything into it, all their time, all their money, dropped out of college, and let me address the fucking elephant in the room. I did the same thing, and I got fucking lucky. I'm incredibly, incredibly privileged and lucky to have the fucking cards, like, play how they did. Like, in every other fucking universe, I should be still working at Bubba Gump Shrimp Co., but somehow things worked out. I don't understand how, and every day I, like, wake up and I'm, like, I look green out. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? But I have so many people that I know who didn't get to have that, who had to, moving to LA is, like, admittedly kind of a silly thing to do, but who, like, moved their whole life to LA for TikTok and then had to move back because TikTok was not paying the bills. Ooh, how the fuck does my hand do that? Are y'all seeing that? Ew. I didn't know I could do that. And it's not like if you are an influencer with 2 million followers, you're like guaranteed to have a career. No. There's this like weird kind of thing where it's like, it's almost all or nothing. Like, you either get so lucky or TikTok kicks you in the butt, gives you 3 pennies and says, go fuck yourself. It's a very common thing for people to give their all to TikTok and get nothing in return. So that's just from like a creator perspective. Obviously, like, the vast majority of people are engaging with TikTok in just like a viewer way. They're not like using TikTok for like to make a job or a living or anything. But it is still equally as harmful. I know there's a lot of fucking discourse about this, about is it really that damn phone? Like, is it really that damn phone making us depressed? I'm gonna fucking sit here and I think it really is that damn phone. And I have empirical fucking evidence about this because, firsthand, whenever I set time limits on my phone, which I do in a very tedious way, but it's the only fail-safe method to do this, basically the way I set time limits is I do the screen time limit in your like iPhone settings, and then you have to enter a passcode. But if I know the passcode, the whole thing's fucking blown. So what I do is I take a book, I tell my roommate or my mom or whoever's immediately near me to write down the last 4 digits of the barcode on the back of the book, and then they put that in as the screen time passcode. So in a pinch, if I really need to fucking do something on the TikTok app, say like burn through 30 minutes of brain rot content and like,
fuck! Like, I need to... I was gonna say post a brand deal, but have not gotten one of those motherfuckers on TikTok in years. But that's because I say no. Because I'm not a fucking seller. And on that note, a word from our sponsor.
You know what is an app that should be on your phone? ZocDoc. Other apps will make you sad and addicted to mindless scrolling content. But ZocDoc is a free app. Yeah, a free app and website. Let's not sleep on the websites, where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. Okay? You wouldn't go to a restaurant without checking the reviews. Why would you go to a doctor without checking? And get this. Get this, mamas. You can go to ZocDoc.com/mama and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mama, ZocDoc.com/mama. Thank you so much once again for sponsoring this episode. Stay healthy, girls. Please. Please, my sweet mamas. Okay, let's continue. Okay, sorry. I figured out what I was saying. So I have a screen time limit on my TikTok. I can only watch 30 minutes of TikTok a day. And then it locks me out. And motherfucker, I feel happier. And I've broken the circle. If you've ever downloaded TikTok, you know the feeling of suddenly realizing you've spent 3 hours on that goddamn app. You have learned nothing. Your brain hurts. Like, it physically hurts. It feels like it's liquefying and falling over your fucking nose. And it's a shitty feeling. And it gets addictive. It's literally addictive. It's literally like a drug. So when I set these screen time limits for myself, I legitimately felt happier. I felt less anxious. I was started remembering my days, bro. The amount of days where I was just like, what the fuck did I do today? And then I realized my screen time was like 11 hours. This is nothing new. I'm not like coming to you with like breaking fucking news, like breaking news, like setting screen time limits, getting off TikTok makes you feel happy. No. Oh my God. But I need to say it. And furthermore, outside of me, my friends, some of my friends have had TikTok deleted for like a year. And those motherfuckers are some of the happiest people that I know. So, you know, obviously it's not going to solve all your problems by setting a screen time limit and just getting off TikTok or maybe deleting it altogether. But holy fuck, it's a start. It's a start. It's cheaper than therapy. And I think that speaks to why it's so harmful. I think it's legitimately addictive. And sometimes I swear to God, it's fucking psyops. It's like corporate TikTok lobbied psyops making videos being like, if you think TikTok getting banned is a good thing, you have another thing coming. This is the town hall of free speech. And if they take this away from it, shut the fuck up! Okay. So now we're getting into the controversial territory that I'm going to get into. The bill that's going to be banning TikTok is fucking stupid. It opens the door to ban so many other things, and I think that is scary. What am I doing with my pinky here? I'm completely against censorship. And I think that... I'm just sitting a little silly there. I had to switch it up. It's silly. Also, furthermore, the people making this bill are motherfuckers that are so geriatric, I don't know how they're running this country. And thirdly, and me saying all this like I have a single dog in the fight, like I'm on a work visa. I'm not an American, still fully Canadian, baby. The people making these laws are geriatric. They have very little understanding of social media in general. And finally, why it's stupid, is there so many more pressing fucking matters to make bills about and make political fucking change, even though they, like, sit around picking their fucking wedgies and drinking Ensure breakfast shakes, like, maybe, I don't know, fucking creating a ceasefire? And, like, hello?
But no, let's ban TikTok. They all say. So I fully am with you on the point of this is a stupid fucking thing. This is a stupid bill. But I am not with you when people start acting like TikTok is that it's morally wrong to ban TikTok, that it is going to harm society to ban TikTok. If you live in the US and you open the app, there was for a week, there was a screen that's saying, Congress
is going to do something so fucking horrible. They are going to take, you see this little app that you love so much? They're going to take it and they're going to put it underneath their fucking boot. And then they're going to
fucking stop on it. And your rights are being infringed. It's like, okay, like calm the fuck down. There's obviously good things. Duh, there's good things. I'm not sitting here and saying TikTok is all bad. I'm saying that it is a net negative. A little bit.
There are things on TikTok that is good.
There, obviously, there's shit that is not being reported correctly, if at all, in the news. Like, the genocide in Gaza. That shit, I mean, I've seen some of it, like, more and more, but, like, it still pales in comparison to what you see online. But it's not just a TikTok thing. I get more information on what's going on in Gaza through like a culmination of other social media platforms. I would say arguably TikTok is where I get the least amount of information about it. Typically the way I like hear about it is I'll see like firsthand experiences from people who are fucking living in there. And then I'll like look into it more and read more about it. And that's how I see it. But, like, so say TikTok gets banned. Say they take that away. It's not like you are silencing every, like, piece of information across the world and you're never going to see it again. It's still going, like, everyone that's on TikTok will funnel into other places. It's not the end of the world if TikTok gets banned at all. Sure, some things will get lost in the mix. And we'll have to be on other platforms, which are equally, I'm not fucking sitting here and saying Instagram is like good or like Snap. I would rather have someone pour fucking concrete down my throat and then kick it until my spinal cord broke than have to get my news from Snapchat. But it'll funnel information and the creators that you love and the fucking jokes that they make and the videos they make, everything will funnel into other platforms. And if those other platforms suck, guess what? There will be new ones. That's the state of nature. When things go away, you get new things to take their place. It's not like there's going to be a fucking gap of a giant gaping hole, like, sorry, like where TikTok once was. And also, why the fuck are we defending like a giant for-profit corporation? And I haven't even begun to talk about the whole China thing. I don't give a fuck if China has my data. What are you gonna, I don't have anything like of substance or information. I do not give a fuck if the Chinese government knows everything about me. I don't care if they know what the color of my asshole is. Like, take it all, whatever. And maybe I should be more concerned about that, but I'm not. This is so fucking stupid, y'all. It's so stupid. So, why are we defending? Back to my point. Why are we, like, fucking riding for this giant corporation? I get that it makes this app that you love so much that is, once again, musically with a Gucci belt that we should never have been placing any sort of reliance on. Why are we acting like this is the fucking burning of the Library of Alexandria? Why are we acting like it's going to destroy society if TikTok's banned? It's not. And finally, and maybe this gets a little conspiracy theoretical, but I saw so many people, listen, I love a good clip of like a congressman grilling a tech senator being like,
so how do I restart my TikTok app? How come I open TikTok and saw DJ Khaled twerking underwater, Mr. Zuckerberg? How come
Like, I love clips like that, and they're fucking everywhere. Every time, like, a tech CEO has to go testify about something, it's always so funny because these people are so out of touch. But there was a recent one going around where the senator, I'm saying senator, I have no fucking clue, congressman, I don't know. Listen, I grew up in Canada. We have a completely different fucking political system. The king owns our shit. And our bills have to go to the king. I don't know what the Congress is. I don't know what the Senate is. I'm never becoming a United States citizen. So I'm, guess what? Oh, guess what, motherfucker? I'm never going to learn that shit. And I'm going to live in blissful ignorance about that. The congressman, there was a video going around this most recent time of like a congressman, senator, yada, yada, whatever, being like grilling the CEO of TikTok. He was like, Mr. Xu. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. Oops. Mr. S., are you a member of the Chinese Communist Party? And he's like, Senator, I'm Singaporean. And then he asks again, he's like, I'm once again asking, have you ever associated with the Communist Party of China? And he's like, sir, I'm Singaporean. And everyone was like, Congress is so out of fucking touch. Okay, I'm going to say something controversial.
Maybe that was a valid question.
Maybe that one question was kind of valid. Because yes, the CEO of TikTok is not Chinese. He's Singaporean. And, you know, you could go as far as to say that's a little bit fucking racist to just assume. Until you remember that TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and in China, the Chinese Communist Party gets to fucking dip their hands into every single company. So it's not the craziest question to ask. Sorry, lock me the fuck up. Joe Biden assassinate me, or Chinese Communist Party assassinate me. I don't even know who we're fighting against. Like, fuck. But let's just all think a little bit more critically. Please, please, please. There's a million other things that are stupid about the situation, but that is not one. And I feel like people are using that moment to like discredit some of the legitimate concerns about TikTok. So, and I'm saying all this like they didn't just, like, TikTok didn't just invite me to like an Oscars watch party where I had 3 free drinks and ate a bunch of popcorn. Funnily enough, at this event, so I got invited to this, it was like a TikTok watch party for the Oscars, and I think a lot of the influencers they invited there thought it was the real Oscars because they showed up in like $2,000 gowns and shit. And then it was like a room with like some TVs. Fuck, where's my phone? Where is, so, I'm gonna be real pretentious and like a little fucking film bro here, but I give a fuck about the Oscars and I give a fuck about movies, and I watched almost every single narrative feature that was fucking nominated, and so many people there showed up for the prestige to say they got invited to an Oscars event. I care about the movies. I care about film. But anyways, so no one was really watching, and in fact, for the first 10 minutes of the event, they were trying to stream the Oscars through YouTube TV, and their YouTube TV account said they had a screen limit because they were, like, showing it on too many screens. So we literally couldn't even fucking watch it for the first 10 minutes. And then the DJ would play music, like, over top of the was playing music over top of the award ceremony. Like, she didn't get a cue when, like, it was back from commercial break. So she'd play music during the commercials, and then it would go back to the thing, and then she'd be like, fuck, fuck. And she literally played, oh my fucking god, she played, like, Dynamite by BTS over a commercial for literal, like, fucking bomb threats at synagogues. It was the craziest shit I've ever seen. Anyways, I'm just remembering all that. Sorry. Saying all that to say, a little ironic that they just invited me to an event. And I went, because you would fucking go too, for free popcorn, free drinks, and I don't have fucking cable TV, so free cable TV to watch the Oscars. Because every year I watch that shit on a bootleg streaming website that is probably going to give me viruses, and one day my channel will just get deleted, and it'll be at the fault of that. So, In conclusion, there are fun things on TikTok. There are good things on TikTok. but the existence of TikTok itself and our society's dependence and borderline addiction to it is overall harmful, I think. From what I've seen, from how my mom uses it, how my friends use it, how I have used it and gotten addicted to it, it's a net negative. I think it's fun and it's good to exist as a silly little thing to watch, but I think how much reliance we have on TikTok and how much addiction we have to it is harmful and it is negative. That being fucking said, we have much bigger fish to fry than banning TikTok. So the congressmen and the senators can shut the fuck up and just not ban it. Also, Joe Biden has no shot in getting elected if he bans it. He's going to piss off everyone that has the fucking app, which is a huge amount of young people, voters that he needs to get elected. So, and he's already said he would sign the bill if it was his fucking turn. I, once again, don't know how y'all's politics work. So we have bigger fish to fry. And I'm not saying go ahead, ban it. Like, we need to ban it. Like, guys, China's literally gonna fucking know everything. They're gonna know everything. I don't care about that. I'm just saying if it does get banned, you won't see me shed a single goddamn tear. Huh? Also, I have a spider infestation in my house. I am covered in bites. I don't know if you can see it. Wait, where's the bite? That's first. Oh, here it is. I have been trying so hard not to itch all my bites, and there's an app called Picture Insect where you can take a picture of an insect and it tells you what it is. They are fucking jumping spiders, and they are toxic. So that's what I'm dealing with. So if this was completely incoherent, it is because I have fucking jumping spider venom coursing through my veins. And that's really awesome. But, mamas, it's about that fucking time for me to read your drama. I don't need to have a drama, mama. So, if you want me to read your drama, you know the fucking drill. Come on. Comment it on the YouTube video version of this podcast. Real short. Keep it so... Oh, God. I think my last podcast, I'm reading the comments, and I think that might have hit the wrong side of YouTube. The Illuminati believers. I don't give a fuck. Okay. And give me something juicy. Like, confess something to me about, like, tell me that you killed someone. Like, confess a fucking murder for me, please. I just read when they're like, I'm in a trio, and they leave me out. I'm sorry. Kill them! Okay. Let's see. You know what? Actually, we're gonna break the fucking rules and we're gonna read a little bit of a long one. Alright, today's drama comes from at you it speaks. They said drama. I recently made friends with this quiet girl, and now 2 months in, she has expressed that she is heavily homophobic, and she always keeps saying really offensive jokes. Love you. Okay. So if she's really quiet, lock her in a fucking room and play Lil Nas X on repeat for 8 hours straight. And when your Spotify runs out, you play fucking Troye Sivan and you say, I feel the rush. Love you all. Hope you have a good rest of your week. I'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.